It's early morning in Brent, North London. Ex-bouncer John Bryden is heading out to patrol on the council tow truck. Across London on the Southwark clamp van, Supervisor Ray Brown is rushing to a code red distress call made by one of his parking attendants. Ray discovers that Sandy attempted to issue a ticket to a woman who'd parked on a yellow line. The woman was furious because she'd only stopped to buy a parking voucher. In her anger, the woman snatched the uncompleted ticket. But one of Sandy's colleagues, Jason, then grabbed it back. The woman now claims that Jason assaulted her.
And he came in through the passenger window.
John is continuing to ticket cars outside the school, despite the mother's protests.
Excuse me, you're at the traffic wall.
Back at Southwark Base, Ray is about to debrief Sandy and Jason in the aftermath of the Code Red. Mike Greenidge is one of London's most prolific ticketers. Today he's patrolling Rainville Road in Fulham. Mike knows that some of the office workers here often fail to buy their pay and display tickets. He's trying to ticket them before he's spotted by their lookout. At the Parking Appeals Tribunal, adjudicator Richard Crabb is hearing from a disgruntled driver.
She put the ticket on the window.
Mr. Bangeter claims that a parking attendant used unfair methods to ticket him and that she also fabricated her pocketbook notes.
She more or less sort of ran up to the car.
Mike's hoping that the office workers in Rainville Road aren't expecting him. Mike's on his way to meet his daughters, who've never seen him in his uniform before. Mike's moved to an area known for parking permit fraud. Some of the local businesses here have been known to illegally copy their £400 permits so they can use them on more than one car. If prosecuted, those found guilty of permit fraud can be sentenced to up to 2 years in prison. John has spotted another car with a ticket on and has started the removal. It's 5 o'clock and Mike's still ticketing in Fulham. John's lifting a car that's just been ticketed by another parking attendant. In Brent, a car with a ticket can be instantly towed away. An hour later, the woman and her mother arrived at Wembley Pound and paid £125 to release their car. Mike can issue another ticket because the car is again parked illegally. Next week, fast ticketer Mike goes for the 100. Police warden Roger runs into trouble on the red routes. And John is collared by some angry drivers.